This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are talking about strong brand personalities. Are you more likely to buy from a brand that has a strong online personality? Why or why not? You still have a few minutes to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Instagram and on Twitter. For now, though, we're going to talk about how marketing is the new sales. Now, so sales has long been regarded as the driving force of business. And it should be that way, right? Because if you don't have sales, you don't have money, you don't have revenue, you don't have cash flow, and your business basically ceases to exist. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense to celebrate sales. It's the intrinsic sign that your business is doing well. But somewhere along the line, the concept of sales has become over-celebrated mm-hmm. or idealized to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. You know, lusting for sales has driven what should be somewhat a peaceful process with no coercion or manipulation into something that's riddled with slimy tactics and strategies at times. And this makes the consumer kind of retreat deeper into their shell. It creates inaction on the consumer's part as well.
Yeah, so we resort to advertising, but with the number of advertisements, sales calls and transactional stimulus we face on a daily basis, we see about 5,000 advertisements a day. This is according to NYT, New York Times, right? It's no wonder that we're facing lower conversion rates from cold calls, door-to-door, and, you know, cold reach-outs. This is like fatigue.
Yeah, and you know what? Now, with COVID-19 and the lockdowns across the world, face-to-face selling it's not happening anymore, right? It's completely out of the question. So how do you then drive conversions and sales for your business without being pushy or without overselling your products or resorting to manipulation and slimy tactics? What you have to do is just turn to marketing. And we're going to give you three reasons why marketing is now the new sales and how to increase conversions in your business. Because without marketing, there would be no sale. In fact, sales should have really been credited to marketing in the first place.
Okay, so I have to say this before you go into the point. It's like, you know, like, so I've got a degree in marketing, right? So an element of marketing is sales, right?
Yes.
And there are other things like distribution,
advertising,
all that. But marketing is the umbrella, right?
Yeah, all right. So, okay, number one, you can use marketing to earn back consumer trust. Now, we all purchase based on a sense of trust. This is something that we brought up earlier on in the show. You know, can I trust that if I give you my money, I'll get what you promised, whether it's a cheeseburger, a car, or a cat? You know, do I trust that the burger's made from safe ingredients?
Not the cat.
Yeah, or will this car actually last another, 100 kilometers easy, like the salesman says? Or is this cat purebred? If you can earn the trust of your prospect and they need to buy your product, they will buy. But how do you earn this trust, right? By getting to know the nature of a person through, well, you know, forming a relationship, through interactions, and by stacking small dominoes of reliability, dependability, and delivering what you say, that's how you build that relationship.
And you can do this so easily now, thanks to social media,
yes.
right? So over the last 5 years, there have been more new channels to market, and then you can do all your algorithms and what have you, right?
Exactly. And to do this on social media, all you need to do is just post consistently, try and educate your consumers, and try and add value to their timeline, you know, if possible, and create these small changes in their life before. And you won't know you won't realize all this is happening, but these small changes will practically lead them to purchase their products. So craft a plan that ultimately shows your customer that you care, and they'll show you that they care too, and they'll come to you. So what happens then after they've made that first purchase with you? What's next? Well, relationships are more powerful than transactions. That's point two. So increasing the lifetime value of a customer is often overlooked as a way of increasing revenue. You know, when you first understand that the notion that it's harder to get them in through the door than it is to keep them as your customer, when you realize that your world changes, your business changes.
Yeah.
And if you have a client list that you can bank on for leads, you basically have a way to advance your revenue stream right in your palm. Use your customer list for market research and to gain valuable insights into which products or service will ultimately that you need to improve on, and then you can build upon your current offerings, and you will see your customers will continue to buy from you.
Now, if you want to learn how to do this well, you should also listen to our Failing Forward podcast done with Audrey Raj. This is with Zehan from Copper, right? She has a restaurant on the fifth floor of an office building and had literally no walk-in traffic. Until she started focusing on customer retention and customer lifetime value. So you can look for the podcast on our website or the BFM app. Just search for Failing Forward. Episode 4. While you're there, listen to the others as well.
And finally, number three, sales and marketing have always been linked. Like you just mentioned, Frida. Right? Marketing is the act of creating a relationship with your customer. So in essence, your sales staffs who are wining and dining customers, they are actually marketers. So how do you employ marketing techniques to drive sales in your business, especially in this digital age? Well, you can do like what Disney did, right? They took a huge step to create a monthly recurring revenue model and to take control of their customer relationships when they launched Disney Plus.
Now, so as a marketing and business owner, we never know which marketing asset or channel is going to reach the consumer and cause the purchase decision. We just know that as we earn their trust and prove our product works, eventually they'll make the decision as long as we maintain a relationship with them. I want to talk back about, you know, Steve, it was not Stephen Covey that came with this, but the emotional deposit, right? If I have, you know, like even like suing a brand, I resonate with a brand, you have connected with me, you put an emotional deposit, because otherwise, you know, then I got something to withdraw from and it's not an overdraft. Right? If I don't connect with you, it feels like an overdraft. It feels like I've been sold to.
Right. And if you really want tips, tricks, strategies, or just ideas to, you know, just to spark some ideas on how to do this better or more effectively, then you have to tune in to our Back to Business webinar tomorrow.
I tell you, so apt. Tomorrow, Audrey Raj will be speaking with Ramakrishnan, CM from Entropia, Jan Wong from Open Minds Resources, you heard from him a little earlier, and Simon Dale from Adobe on marketing in the new norm. So it's happening tomorrow, 1:30 p.m. on Facebook Live. So, you know, you'll get to see Audrey and the rest of them. But it'll be going to be an interesting conversation.
It is. It is. I've had a little bit of a discussion with these guys over this last week, and it's going to be a fun one. I'm really looking forward to that. That's happening tomorrow, 1:30 p.m. on the BFM Facebook page. Look out for that right after Enterprise Biz Bites. So just coming back to our main story of the day, are you more likely to buy from a brand that has a strong online personality? Let's take a look at the poll on Twitter.
All right. So on Twitter, yes, 26.4%. It depends on how cheeky. 37.3%. 36.4% said no. Very firm about it.
And we also have a comment here from Dilip.
And she says that Benetton is another brand which is really cheeky, offended a lot of people, but at the same time got a lot of loyal followers because of their brand personality.
Yes, that's true. We also have another one here from Rumley about the Ellen DeGeneres story.
All right. The only thing Ellen should apologize for is the dancing. Still traumatized, but taking solace in her being exposed, although not for just being an Oprah wannabe. Different. So I guess you fall into the camp, like her or don't like her. I know which camp you fall under, Rami.
All right. Thank you so much for all your messages and for all your feedback. That, of course, was our top story of the day on how you need to be a friendly brand. We then moved on to story number two.
Ellen DeGeneres, Say No More, season 18 has started, right?
So. Yes, with an apology. Yeah. And finally, how marketing is the new sales. Now, if you missed out on any part of the show, the podcast will be up within the hour on our website, bfm.my, also on the BFM app, on iTunes, on Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to BFM. Also, coming up after the 1 p.m. News bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay. And on the show this morning, Lin Mark spoke to Dato' Lee Kim Miao, the managing director of Top Glove Corp. It was a really good grill, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we will leave you now with Black Pumas with Fire. Thank you for listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. On behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, have a great rest of your Wednesday. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.